amazing. So cool.
These are the sounds of students learning through STEM. Hi, I'm Paul, and this is the CTK Podcast. In mid-October 2023, three schools gathered at Christ the King Primary School in Braybrook to share their learning in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. With CTK's passionate STEM leader, Quinn, teaching our students to create, code, and solve problems, learning through STEM offers our students the opportunity to be the scientists, doctors, inventors, and engineers of the future. Let's meet some of the students from Christ the King Braybrook.
Hi, my name is Isabel.
Hi, my name is Ava.
Hi, my name is Nathan.
My first question is, what is STEM?
STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths. It is a combination of those things brought together, often making mechanical machinery.
What is your favourite thing about STEM?
I enjoy creating cool inventions and working with other friends and acquaintances to make these cool inventions.
I like STEM because we can code with our friends and stuff, and we can make cool inventions that could help the world, environment and more.
I like the freedom and the creativity that you can have, and you can make anything that you can code and build.
How can STEM improve our lives?
It can help the air if you're coding something that helps clear the air. It can help with your work, your job. It can also help with teaching and learning and all of that.
So what are the types of things you've been working on in STEM?
First, we did some work on things that would help other people and would help the community and the environment. Now we've just been recently working on smart things in a house. So, for example, smart lights or a smart lamp or a smart shower or something.
In STEM, we've been working on how we can help others using microbits. And microbits is this technology that you can code.
We've been learning to code a lot of everyday objects and places to make them like very smart and automated, and makes like stuff like a lot easier.
Tell me about your project.
My project is basically a farm that has a shed. It has a automatic animal feeder that feeds them animals every 1 minute whenever they get hungry.
So me and two other people have been working on a smartly lit basketball court that when it's dark and there's noise and or movement, the lights will turn on.
Me and two of my partners, we have created a microbit connected to, you can kind of think of it as like helicopter blades, and it shakes around moving side to side, and it'll hit trees and the trees will drop its fruits for farmers to collect.
I think STEM is like a really good way to express everything from creativity to, you know, knowledge in certain areas. And it's one of those things that almost everybody can do something in, whether it's design, the building process, the coding process.
I think it's very important to learn about it because in our future we might need it to help us for something.
I think it's a very important subject for people to learn because in the future, the inventions that you've made for STEM, you could work on it more to actually improve the world.
One of the most important aspects of STEM learning is collaboration. And to show that STEM is not something done in isolation, we were joined by two schools from opposite sides of Melbourne for a STEM expo. Students from St. Charles Borromeo in Templestowe and Antonine College in Coburg gathered with us to share their projects in which they had used smart technology called microbits to code for and potentially solve problems in the home, in cities, and in agriculture. Let's hear from the students from St. Charles Borromeo.
Hi, my name's Aria and I'm from St. Charles.
Hi, my name's Madeline and I'm from St. Charles Borromeo.
Hello, I'm Patrick from St. Charles Borromeo.
What is your favourite thing about STEM?
I love how we can build like all these cool stuff and we can code with blocks.
It's very creative and it's not all about the coding. It's also about having fun, and there's so many things you can create in STEM.
How can STEM improve our lives?
It can help you like when you're older, and it's like just a fun way to learn about different things and how things work.
everything is becoming smarter, like with AI and all those other kind of things.
Tell me about your project.
Well, in the beginning, we were split up into three groups, Smart Farm, Smart Home, and Smart City. And then we all worked in our individual groups to make things, and we all put it together.
So for us, we created a smart city. We added homes that use technology and also creativity. And we spent nearly a whole year working on this, and we're very proud of it.
Is there something really big that you have learned in STEM, something that you never thought you would understand that you now understand?
I never really knew how to code a lot, but Patrick was helping me a lot, and he was teaching me how things work.
I think I wasn't very good at the coding as well. Coding for me is very difficult, but I still get the work done, which is great.
I'm quite a bit into these technology and STEM thing, but I didn't really know what a microbit was in the beginning. Now I know really a lot about it.
I think STEM's like a really fun and creative way to learn, and it's really fun how you can do all this coding, building. You can use little stuff to make different things.
For me, STEM is like amazing. STEM's very fun. It's taught me a lot about coding and how to work with people.
We'll now hear from
Matthew Gillard, I'm the owner and founder of Smart Education,
who will explain why STEM is so important.
Smart Education is about supporting schools in integrating STEM technologies into the classroom. So we offer different programs that are school-based, and we do a lot of professional learning, both face-to-face and online with teachers. And then we also provide schools with resources as well to integrate STEM into the curriculum.
Tell me about what we're doing today at CTK.
So we've got a couple of schools here today who've been working with us on a project throughout the whole year, and it's based around developing smart cities of the future, and that's all about sustainability and buildings that reduce energy use and also have different smart technologies involved with it. The students have been working on their projects probably from about term three onwards, but before that we've learnt how to use a microbit, doing online lessons, and watching different tutorial videos to get them prepped to then brainstorm some ideas for their projects. And they've been working on them for about two terms now, and today's a culmination of all those different projects and all the different ideas that the kids have come from within their own school, but also the other schools that have come to visit today to showcase their prowess and their knowledge of STEM. So it's been a great day, different ideas and great collaboration between the three schools.
Why is STEM learning so important?
It's important in regards to getting kids to think about problem-solving skills, communication skills and collaboration skills. A lot of businesses and industries are finding at the moment that students are coming out of their education without those collaboration, those critical thinking, problem-solving skills. So STEM provides different learning opportunities for students to collaborate and brainstorm and solve problems, make mistakes, think about how different things can be put together to solve the problem. So STEM education is great in developing those lifelong learning skills that students are going to need once they've finished their education and are out in the real world.
How have you found the vibe today? I'm seeing three schools working really well together, working collaboratively. How has the day been?
It's been good. And we've seen that we've got 30 expos in total across New South Wales, ACT and Victoria this term. And each expo is the same. The kids love working and meeting new people, and brings a sense of community, I guess, where students who haven't seen each other or have never met each other are sitting there working on a problem together. So all of those skills that they've learnt within their own class groups and those people that they're comfortable with, who they see every day, have been brought to the forefront today because they're working on a problem. They've never met the person that they're working with, but they're brainstorming and they're solving the problem.
And now, the students from Antonine College.
Hi, I'm Theresia and I'm from Antonine College.
I'm Abiel and I'm from Antonine College.
So tell me what you've been doing in STEM.
Well, we've been working on microbits in school, mini computerized robots. And before we started working on our smart city and smart home, we were just programming them to do everyday tasks like checking the temperature.
Yeah, and last term we were learning how to use them, and now we actually built our projects and chose which one we wanted to do. So like now we're here today. So yeah.
Tell me about your project. What is it that you've made, and you know, what problem are you trying to solve?
So we made a basketball court, and with our basketball court we're trying to solve like when it turns dark the lights turn on. So like if you want to come and play, like the lights are on so you can play.
We made an alarm system. So if you open the door, then like sirens would go off and like lights would flash. And the only way to make it stop was to turn off a power switch. So the aim of that was so that you could have a way to disable it that thieves wouldn't know how to do.
How does it feel to be away from school today and coming to CTK and learning with other students?
It feels odd being away from like the familiar environment of our school, but knowing that these are like other students and imagining this from their aspect doesn't make it like weird. It just makes it a general, not like completely normal, but not like an alien came down from space or something like that.
Yeah, it's like really cool because like we can meet new people and like show off like what we've been learning in our school. It is like a different environment, but like at least we're like learning like what we're going to do. Like,
have you learnt anything from any of the other projects that you've seen?
I've learnt how to like get over differences and work together.
Yeah, so I learnt how like other people have like different mindsets. Like one of the girls, they used the basketball task and they made it into like a kitchen, like a kitchen that turns on the lights. It's pretty cool.
How do you think STEM will improve the world?
STEM can like improve the world because you don't like know, but like you actually use STEM for everything. Like how am I going to fit into this with this, like stuff like that. So like learning it before all those tasks really come up is pretty cool.
I think in a world with more science and mathematics, people can like also connect that with environment and other problems in the world and make life easier basically.
What's been the best thing about coming here to CTK today for this STEM day?
Coming to CTK is like really cool because like we can see everyone else and how they're learning and compare it to like how we're learning and maybe like take some of their points and make it into what we've used.
Coming to CTK has been a really exciting experience because we can see like their school life and what they do and also learn from their perspective of things. There are challenges to overcome, but we just have to work through it and use initiative and be creative.
Now we're going to hear from
Ray Elfakri, parent from Antonine College,
to get some parental perspective on STEM. Ray, we're here at CTK today for our STEM day. Watching the kids and your kids learn through STEM, how does that differ to when you went to school?
Yeah, that's a good question. So was a while ago when I went to school. It's set up a lot simpler, so you can accelerate how you learn now. So when I went to school, I used a program called GW Basic, and you had to really build very basic code from the ground up. So it took a while to get to a point where you can achieve something. And even then, it was really more about displaying messages on a computer screen. Whereas now, a lot of the base level code is already built into these devices, so they can quite quickly get to a point where they can create something that looks more useful and practical and has physical effects.
How do you think that STEM learning might help, you know, your daughter and all kids engage with the world, you know, today and tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's a technical field. There's a lot of technical challenges in the real world. Some of the stuff they're learning today, so how to get things to have a, you know, like I said, a practical physical effect. But also even now the competition they're doing, the robot comp, that will be good because, you know, it shows them some basic skills that you actually learn better by doing. So, for example, he mentioned in the introductory presentation that don't try and build too much at once and try and get it to work. You have to build layer by layer. So get it working, add a component to it, make sure that works, then another component, make sure that works. That's actually a very important skill in the technical field. Often engineers will just jump into just doing a whole bunch of complicated stuff and then you don't know what went wrong along the path. But learning that by doing it is a much better way of learning. And so when they come out into the real world, they can slow things down a bit and go through that more considered design process.
What are the kind of things your daughter says about the learning, you know, when she comes home from school, the things that she's doing? How does she feel about participating in STEM?
Yeah, she's very excited, very excited. So she usually come and show us a video or they don't always have the actual physical devices with them at home, but she'll come home and just show us everything they're doing, you know, and tell me about how it works and all that kind of thing.
Now we're going to spend some time with our STEM teacher extraordinaire. Please welcome
Quinn Tai, STEM teacher.
So Quinn, why do you love STEM?
I love STEM because as a child, I loved learning about the way the world works And I remember just sitting in my room reading books about science, and that always fascinated me.
What are some of the things you've noticed about our kids as they've been on this STEM journey? What are some of the reactions they've had? What's some of the learning they've been doing? What do you see in our kids when they're doing STEM?
When I started this journey at the school, I envisioned that the students would be more engaged with their learning. And a sign of that would be that they would be talking more about their learning, both at school and at home with their families. And what I've noticed is the children are very, very excited when they're doing STEM activities. They talk about the STEM activities. They ask about when they'll be doing them again.
It sounds like there's some really wonderful things going on in the STEM classroom. Where to next? What's your big vision for what our kids will be learning about and doing next? Or even, what are your hopes for their futures with this STEM learning?
One of the big benefits of learning STEM is it's very connected to real life. Students learn skills like how to collaborate, how to problem solve, how to, I guess, take initiative in new situations. So what I'm looking for towards the future is to connect to the outside world a little bit more. I'm hoping to bring in CSIRO scientists into the classrooms. I'm hoping that we can run a few more STEM expos and that the whole school builds on the learning that they have attained this year.
Well, Quinn, there are clearly amazing things going on in STEM at this school, at Antonine College, at St. Charles Borromeo. Thank you so much for your energy and enthusiasm.
Thanks, Paul.
And that's the show. Thank you to the wonderful teachers at CTK, St. Charles Borromeo and Antonine College. And a big special thanks to CTK STEM teacher Quinn, whose passion and knowledge is leading our students into the future. You can learn more about the Smart Cities Project and how to get your school involved by visiting samat.education. That's SAMMAT.education. If you like what you heard on this show, please be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or share this episode with a friend or family member. Until next time, take care.